This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 500 bills became laws in Colorado during the recent legislative session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the big takeaways for both major political parties.
This was the most prolific year of lawmaking since the Democratic Party took control of the state capitol in 2019. In all, lawmakers approved more than 80% of the bills that were introduced.
In my 14 or 15 years of watching this is just completely different.
That's Paula Noonan, owner of the data service Colorado Capital Watch. She says one reason is that Democrats worked out conflicts in their own party and got stuff done. The other part is that Republicans introduced fewer bills.
They kept a low profile and most of their bills went down.
Some of the more conservative Republican lawmakers have complained that their leaders didn't fight hard enough. Republican leaders say they focused on getting compromises on the laws the Democrats were especially determined to pass. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado senators want the White House to be prepared for another bad wildfire season, as well as provide for recovery from last year's record-breaking fires. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper and their Democratic colleagues from Oregon, Nevada, California, and Arizona are asking the Biden administration for relief as the region continues to grapple with extreme drought and wildfires. They've written to the president requesting additional disaster funding. Congress did not pass a disaster supplemental budget last year, money to help federal agencies respond to natural disasters, from fires to hurricanes. The senators want this year's supplemental to also include funding to cover last year's disasters. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
An eco-village in Arvada has set itself apart with all-electric homes, and residents want to keep it that way.
I did not sign up for it to come here and have the developer go back on this vision and end up making them all condemned to a fossil fuel future.
A battle over the future of housing in an age of rapid climate change. CPR Sam Brash has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Excessive heat warning all this week for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Grand Junction is at 100 degrees at this hour. Fort Collins and Denver, 94 degrees. This is CPR News.